All right. Now, two more people. To the call, please. Your name and location.
This is Ruth in Minnesota.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And I believe more people have joined. If you want to do so, feel free to say your name and location.
It's Misty in Arkansas.
Hi. Good evening, Misty. Welcome to the call. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Call. And the next caller, I've asked you to say your name and location.
Hey, hi, this is David Mesa.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
Pretty dang good. How about yourself, sir?
That's fantastic. Thanks for being here.
I just pulled into my house, so it's perfect timing.
Great.
Great.
I hear it.
All right, I'm going to...
I think it's you, Dave. All right. We're rid of the echo. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. All right. Good evening. To the Wednesday call, please say your name and location. Well, you're welcome to the call. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cindy in Peoria, Arizona. How are you?
Hey, Cindy. I'm...
Hello.
Hi there. Hey, what was your name again? Wynn? How are you doing?
Wynn who? I couldn't get my microphone to work. Is this what I said?
You don't sound so clear.
Sounds pretty bad.
That sound pretty bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get another mic. Okay.
Hey, what is this, Steve with Flexner?
Hey, Steve, welcome to the call. How you doing?
What? Talking to
Steven Flagstaff that has the new baby, new grandbaby?
I think he walked away from his phone. He's now really.
All right.
Good evening, welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
D.C. from Burbank, California. Hello, everyone.
All right. Welcome to the call.
This is Jose, Venice, California.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Thank you for being here. And more people joined in. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Vin is grabbing his...
Is this better?
That sounds better, yes.
Okay. All right. Is Terry on?
Yes. Terry came in earlier. I haven't heard her yet.
Terry, are you there?
Let's see. Oh, you know what? No, I haven't seen Terry yet. You came in twice, Vin.
Yeah, let me go get her.
All right. All right, and those people who just joined in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Kim.
I hear Kim. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. And
Colleen? Hello, Colleen. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, it's Tom from North Carolina.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for being here. All right. Vin is trying to figure out where Terry is hiding.
Hello, this is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Who's that from Long Beach?
Steve from West Palm Beach.
Oh, West Palm Beach. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Right, thank you for being here.
Steve, you have a wonderful voice.
Yeah, I've been having that for about a week now.
This is Wynn, so...
I Welcome to the next person. This is a Wednesday Q&A call. Please say your name and location.
Bill in New Orleans.
Bill, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Bill, were you in New Orleans during the hurricane?
Well.
It still sounds like a hurricane.
We can't hear you.
I guess not. Steve, please say your name and location.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And the whole world is waiting for Terry.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
All right, we're muting everybody. Just a moment.
Okay. Muted. This conference is being recorded.
And we are recording. This is Wednesday, November 28th. This is one of our three calls that we do every week. And every call is different. And our Wednesday call, people submit me questions. And let me get rid of those dings. Wait a second.
You want me to do it?
And my name is Lynn Free, and I'm the guy that asks questions. And if you've read the book, this is kind of somewhat of a continuation of the book. You know, listening and has not listened to all of our calls, all of our different ones, during the week. They're all different. They are different. They have different approaches. And the Monday call is kind of a seat of the pants call, and we do different things. Sometimes I will pick a topic, and we will question our sources through Terry, and sometimes Daphne, and oftentimes Carla Ruckert is my guest, and Carla is probably a world class in the world of this idea of people who channel. She is a world class person who influenced me, influenced David Wilcock with her Ra channelings, and they're very deep, and oftentimes we will discuss some aspect of what came through her. And our Sunday call, which has grown to be our most popular call, is a little hard to describe in words, but I'll make an attempt. It's a call where we actually, many of us, experience what group energy actually is, because we actually... That's four actuallys I've said. I hope nobody's reading my diction now. We're actually creating a group energy. Now, don't ask me how we do it. It was an experimental call for quite some time. And I got so many emails from people who could feel the energy on the line. And if you want to visualize it, we've been communicating for a long time with these sources that identify themselves as group souls. And one of them says they created the physical universe, and the other one is graduates of the physical universe that got off the wheel of reincarnation, and they both, because of the nature of how this unfolded, and that we were making connections with both of them individually, they made some kind of pact to work together with us. Now, I don't understand how this works, and neither can you. I'm just telling you what they say, and it gives us a wide spectrum of experience. And they say they can move into our realm in a manner that we can experience them. And some of you might feel when I said that, there was a sudden shift of energy because they say they're watching us. They say they can tune into us individually and that they can hear our thoughts. And it's my take that many times in history, these two group souls have been one of the sources that answer the call for God. And they're not God in the traditional way, but probably a better name for God is all that is. And they're a bigger aspect of all that is than anything else. So the one infinite creator is all that is. And if it separated itself from being all that is, it would be something, and that would be an individuation, if you follow what I'm saying. This has to do with time. And the time, as much as it looks like a fixed reality to most of us in this realm, time is not a fixed reality. You can move in and out of it. You can move into other timelines. And that the universe, or let's just say not the universe, but let's look at our universe. We are living in 3D timeline, the timeline that is in this dimension. But even though we're living in it, we are expanding all the time into other timelines. And at the top of all of this, there's time stops, or there's no time. And just on the edges of where time stops is where we might find this group soul that's the Elohim, and that they can move through all the timelines. They don't move their bodies. They don't have bodies, at least that's the way they describe themselves. They're pure energy. They can move through all the timelines, and they can be in your bedroom or your living room, and you're not going to see them, but you can feel them. Many people can feel them. And it's, as you come onto these calls, you seem to learn how to tune in to their frequency. And so we're going to be asking questions in just a moment to these group souls. And we're going to find out their answers. Now, one of the things about them is they don't take away your free will. They don't tell you what to do. They tell you how to figure out what to do. They tell you wise looks at things that you may not have thought of. The purpose of all that we do, even though there's a lot of information and a lot of wisdom that comes through these calls, there's something else that happens, and that is this energy transmission. And part of the verbal part of the call is to help distract or engage your mind, because usually people, most people, are caught in their minds and they're thinking about things and they think, what should I do? How should I do it? And this whole experience comes from being a little bit off center, not directly approaching it. So all the time during these calls, there is energies that are in your periphery that some of you are going to feel. And when you feel it, you're going to say, could that be it? Is that what Wynn's talking about? Well, you know what? You're going to have to make up your own mind. This is not scientific in the sense that we're trying to prove anything, claim anything. It's just a product of me having 10 years of conversations with them and learning how they work and how they interface with us and creating opportunities for other people to share in that, which is what we're doing right now. And so on our Wednesday call, we have questions that Terry, who is able to be a voice for these sources, is going to answer right here on the line. I thank every one of you for being here. And if you've never attended our Sunday call, I hope you'll try it out, because that's where we focus on feeling the energies, and so many people do. Are you ready, Terry? No. Are you unmuted?
Yeah. Now I'm ready. As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
That's right. We're the never-ready team.
Right.
Who shows up?
Yeah, we just show up and see what happens.
We show up and see what happens, and you can all show up and share in this adventure of what's going to happen. And we have this thing of calling in the light. It's a little invocation to help get the energies more focused and more high, and to create what Carla Ruckert calls tuning, the tuning, and to bring in the space so our sources can communicate with us. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of our solar system, through the solar system and through the outer energy fields of planet Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now, and we'll let our sources greet us, and we'll go through the questions for this evening.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here in the universe and outside of the universe. And we are non-linearly available to each and every one of you. We are at your beck and call, and we respond to the desires and the intentions for individuals to connect with us. And we bring with that our energies and our desires and our intention for the highest good of all of you. Do you have questions?
Yes. This is a question from Chris. And his question is, Does casting magic spells to improve your own life go against God's will? Are there repercussions in doing this? And what is the general significance of using what's called magic? And I would like to say that I think the word magic is a very broad word that has a lot of different definitions. And so I think that Chris is using the word in the sense of being able to apply your willpower in such a way to make something happen through your willpower. And perhaps it's got some kind of connection to prayer, and because there's an intent to cause something to occur. So it's an interesting question. Oftentimes magic is used without the proviso of the highest good of all concerned, or honoring free will, in which case it would probably be of a different nature. So let's let our Chris's answer that question for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Could you tell us more? Is this Chris in Memphis?
You know what? I'm not sure. Let me go look at the email and see if that came from him. Just a moment.
When one gives a question, we will be able to focus better if they give the location where they are so that we can connect very clearly with the person with that question.
Okay. Just a moment here. I'm looking this up. Tell you what, while I'm looking that up, let's go back to that question. And
we can begin to answer. See that there are ways that the universe has been put together to work like clockwork in harmony. The music of the spheres, the vibration working in harmony with each other. There is harmony and there is disharmony. Some individuals tend to use magic to force something, to bring something into their sphere that would not have ordinarily been there. In such case, they can be overpowering other beings with their intention and numbing them and subjugating them so that they fall under the power, the hypnotic power of another. And we say that this, if a person does this, it has its own consequences, in that at some point or other, the individual can come more easily under the spell of another. And as they have opened up the gate to that frequency, they can be open to having the intentions of others take them over also at similar frequencies. And then they themselves, having numbed another's awareness or intentions and taken over their space and their path forward then they themselves are open for the opposite reaction in the similar vibration to take them over. Magic, when done in a magic show, is very entertaining, and there is the expansiveness that a person can experience and the look that another looking at it can begin to expand their horizons and open up the door to their creativity and expansiveness in the ability to bring in other ideas that they may not have thought of. There is a magic in the way things are put together and an orientation that a person needs to fall into to be able to hold a space or a location and a focus within a certain place and time. Those are some of our comments.
Thank you. By the way, that is not Chris who asked that question, unless he changed his email, okay? That's a different email. Is there karma from doing magic? In other words, if one is using intentions to create results, what are the circumstances where karma is created?
Karma is created, as we were mentioning, as one is doing it to another. So they then, being at that level of operation, are more open to having it done to them. And they set into a pattern, something within their own life that may unexpectedly influence them in ways that they did not know.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you do that to other people, you open the door for someone to do that to you, reciprocally.
That is correct. That is correct, which would have its own karma.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Michael Ramirez. God, I should have this city. I know he told me. Let me see if it's available. Hang on. Nope, I don't have a city. The question he asks is, he's on our calls. Let me just read this. Where am I going when I'm not conscious in between your opening prayers, healing prayers, and Mother Earth? He spaces out and loses track of things, particularly on our Sunday calls. And he asks, where is he going?
Thank you. Your body is still in its space and time where you are located. Your soul, your being is looking at higher frequency spaces and time, and you are moving into the vestiges of a higher timeline. You might at some point, or some people might notice, that time tends to go faster when you are in that portion of the call.
Thank you. Is that the answer?
Yes.
Now, I would assume that means Michael is moving into other dimensions, yes?
Yes. And other dimensions are in the same we would say they are taking up the same area, but moving into we don't wish to use the word parallel reality, but it is, in a sense, a parallel reality. That by parallel, it is ever and always the same, but at a different frequency. The location is guided by the frequency where one is being.
Thank you. You know, just while we're talking about that idea, is it possible that someone has two different bodies, one in this realm and one in another dimension, and they can't really see through that body, but yet the same energy stream is activating both bodies?
Yes, you have more than one body in that you have your physical body, you have your astral body, you have your mental body, and they are all tracking and focused together. And when you move to a different timeline, you are merely changing your focus.
Okay, this is a general question. Obviously, there's a lot of changes going on in our planet right now. According to our understandings, there's changes going on in the energy fields all around us, that we're at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And the question is, what should our focus be in the next few months?
Your focus should be... We don't like should that much. We see that you would do best if your focus was on remaining centered within your own self. As when you are centered and when you are the source of your energy, when you are the one who is in charge of you, you then can deal better with whatever comes your way. You can be the source, and if something suddenly changes, you can change also with it, because you are not depending upon your location to be centered there, or on your money to be centered there. You are centered within your own thought as your own source, and therefore you can roll with the punches, you can move with whatever is going on, and you can be more resourceful.
Thank you. This is a question from Edna and Colleen. And Colleen is in British Columbia, and Edna is in Washington. A few days ago, they were both talking on the phone. An abandoned rainbow appeared on the wall in her living room. This was Colleen's living room. The sun was very low in the sky, and it appeared directly in my view as we were talking. It only lasted about 5 minutes, and it was so unusual that I mentioned it to Edna. Was this appearance at that moment a sign from higher sources, or was it coincidence? They were discussing something about a health issue, and she was wondering if it related that they were making some indication about this health issue.
In looking at this, we see that all is a part of it, so that each thing that was happening at that moment between the two of you was a part of all of the surrounding energy and the connection with the surrounding energy. We see that your own frequencies, your own looking, your own connections in the sun connection was making a whole statement. However, do it, what we say is that all is a part of it, and you within your own self had a knowing of the resonance that was taking on the space and connecting with the space at that moment in time. We don't wish to evaluate this for you, but for you to look and see how the conversation of the moment connected up with your own resonance of the looking at the health issue. We don't wish you to read more into it than was there, and you within your own resonance know what was valid and what should be gleaned from the conversation at that moment.
Thank you. This is from Tarek Lakas in Minneapolis, and he had an incident during the spring of 2011 where he was sleeping, and while he was in sleep, around 3 or 4 a.m., he woke up and felt a presence on the right side of his bed. He opened his eyes, and he saw what seemed to be a dark figure with dark cloths covered from head to toe. And I was scared, he was scared, and he screamed his wife's name. When I had tried to show her what was there, the figure disappeared. Could you tell me what that was about? And if it was something negative, and if it was, what can I do to protect myself?
Thank you. This moment, we suggest that you clear the space within the bedroom, perhaps smudging it with sage, that you, within your own self-task for this space to be cleared, in that you, within your own life. Look at the things that are happening and clear up anything that may be not entirely straightforward. We do not see the presence as being harmful, but as being a sign that there may be something within your life that could bring disharmony or upset, and to look at this time to clear the space, to clear up any disharmony, to set things right that may need to be right, and to keep your health in good shape.
Thank you. Roseanne asked a general question about racism, stereotyping, and now with our ability, not meaning our, but society's ability.
We are not understanding.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Sorry. Roseanne asked a question. She's curious about racism, stereotyping, and now that there's the ability to reach larger spheres of people through social networking, it has given rise, in her eyes, to cyberbullying. It seems we have a default for hatred of one another as humans. Now, she's making assumptions there, and I find it tiresome and frustrating personally. But is this a trait, and why is it that people find it so easy to denigrate one another without even getting to know each other first? That's from Lizanne.
Thank you. One of the things that happens is that when a child grows up, they're subject to the prejudices of their parents, and in subtle ways, they pick this up and tend to carry on the beliefs of their parents. Even if in other ways they rebel against the parents, there are subtle things that they pick up and they still believe as a basic. There are other things that society carries forward. There are views that society has believed and has even put into practice. And although there are changes that have occurred and that individuals and minorities have gained more equality, that still the prejudices from the past are lurking in the minds of individuals that have been raised out of parents and grandparents and so forth back, ancestors that have come from that past. There are unlooked at ideas that never get examined. And there is one other thing that because of the prejudices, groups in power sometimes use those prejudices to exert control over other people. One can, within their own self, examine any prejudices that they have been taught and are just simply appearing there without examination. And upon examining their own risk responses can begin to clear out any adverse responses of prejudice.
Thank you. Is there any new information concerning December 21st, 2012, which is something a lot of people have been anticipating? In our last question about this, it was said that it's going to fairly well come and go, and nothing in particular special was going to happen on that date. And I know there's still a lot of people anxious, so I'd like to ask for a current update as of right now.
Thank you. There are individuals who believe different things very strongly concerning December 21st, and that there could be an end of time. Some people, there is like Terrence McKenna, did not see any future, and others have not been able to see anything after December 21st going on for maybe a couple hundred years before they begin to see futures again. However, when we look at the area, we are looking at a planet that is in transition. We are looking at a planet that is within the solar system that is moving through the Milky Way galaxy. And as such, it is subject, where it is located at this time, to an increasing energy bombarding the solar system. There are books written upon that. There, in the past, has been changes in the crust of Earth, wherein there has been a slippage in the crust of Earth, catapulting the Earth, the crust of the Earth, in relationship to the core as being a slippage. And as such, you have mammoths that were grazing in a field and suddenly were transported into the cold Arctic and flash frozen. There are potentials for crustal slippage to happen at some time in the future. We do not see it happening for a while. We see you are questioning what is a while, and we do not have an exact answer for you. We look farther down to the basics of existence, and we see that all is created in the now. And as such, things being created can be changed for at that particular time, the changing of the foundations of people's beliefs can move into a different outcome. We see that, as has been said by Winfrey or others at a certain time, although people do not like to look at this, their physical bodies have a time after which they do transition. So we look at what is important is being your own being, your own source of energy in your connection with all that is around you so that you can move with whatever is happening. And it is simply a new chapter that one moves into. When one takes the position that they are a soul traveler from lifetime to lifetime, then they can position themselves in the center of their life. And as such, they can begin to have the view that they are going to be okay no matter what in the physical happens, no matter if the GPS coordinates change, if they have their own center as their GPS center, then they can orient to whatever circumstances they find and can move into another beautiful existence.
Thank you. There's been a number of small earthquakes on the West Coast recently, and they're not major, they're small. And I know that we've been asking for small earthquakes on our Sunday grid healing to release the stress of the earth. Are the prayers of people helping to cause this?
Yes. This all counts, and it counts in more than one way. As the individual is, in a sense, one with the earth, it counts in another way, in that the individual is connected with consensus reality, and when consensus reality is holding the vibration of a healthy earth, of a life-giving earth, then earth is able to better comply. And also, as part of consensus reality, groups that have any control over earthquakes happening or not happening, as they are brought into the consensus that their actions will be life-giving, this will help in all ways. It will help all of the of life and life forms. It will help the integrity of the earth.
Thank you. Let's take the final few minutes and let's create a group intention for those of you who would like to participate. Put all our energies together and ask right now for the smoothest transition possible through this next period of time. Let all earthquakes be small and away from population centers. That no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off. And any ways that our group intent and energy for a loving, harmonious earth and for the birth of this new paradigm can happen smoothly. And that doesn't mean that's happening. Some people think that's happening like a light switch turning on December 21st. That's not our information. It's part of a flow. And we'll just take a couple moments of silence. And if any of you have issues, health issues, put them into this energy, into this field right now, and let yourself be heard. Imagine that our sources can hear your thoughts, and just put it into the energy of this field that's present in this moment. Okay, thank you all for being here. Thank all our volunteers. Thank you all who've been buying our products that we put out, because it really helps support our work and keep the work free. And on that note, I'm going to just open up the lines. So,
unmuted.
Hear you. Say goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Wynn.
Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you all. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye. Your conference recording has stopped.
Love to all of you.
Thank you.